See the Gemara Nun Aleph. Gemara says, Taman, the last few lines, Taman v'kisa v'davash ain't on Yitzel b'Shabbos. Or should Taman v'davash on Yitzel b'Shabbos, v'kisa v'davash ain't on Yitzel b'Shabbos. V'yom gula mitzoso no tel umachzi. V'yom lav ain't on no tel umachzi. Okay, straightforward Gemara. Rashi, no tel umachzi of the last narrow line, the whole of it ain't on Yitzel b'Shabbos. Or should Taman v'davash on Yitzel b'Shabbos, v'kisa v'davash ain't on Yitzel b'Shabbos. By a megula mitzoso no tel umachzi. V'im lav ain't on no tel umachzi. Okay, straightforward Gemara. Rashi, no tel umachzi of the last narrow line. The whole of akisu nitlo megale hakdei rav ochsa. I will tamen v'kisa b'davash ain't on nitlo. I will tamen b'davar nitlo. V'kisa b'davash ain't on nitlo. And ain mixas pia megula lo yito. The ain lo b'mayo chazeno. Can't get to it, right? Because it just, it's mukta. Vim toma yifanes vivoseo. Hold the dover hanitlu. It's only kisa benitlu, but toma benitlu. Just get there, get it from the outside, from the sides. Viyochazene bedofne. Hold the pot from the walls. Viyatena altsida viyipol akisui. Turn around the side and the kisui, the mukta will fall off. Just like it tilt off the stone from the barrel. Exactly, Hainohach. That's Rashi's kash. Says Rashi, Yokim the Hosom Bishokach. Abu Beniach, Nasib Bustles the Dover Ha'asur. Therefore, you can't touch the pot. The pot is the Bustles the Dover Ha'asur. It's holding up the pot cover. Frek Rashi. So then what happens if it's Megula? Vehecha the Megula Mitzoso, Ain't that Tiltle. Shemitzadado vakisui no felme elof. You're not really moving it, you're just tilting it, and the pot cover falls off by itself. So the obvious kasha, which Tosis raises, is gaval. Ichoshiv hocha kemeniach, in came the megula mitzosa eich notul mavzir, ma ben zela evan shapiachavis, das rina bemeniach. Afilo lahatosa al sida. To the contrary, mimokam shabasa. Exactly the case which Rashi quoted comes out of an issa, not a heta. The last one of Rashi. Becha the megula mitzosa enter tiltul shemitzad vakisuna from eela. Who said it's not true? Absolutely not true. Vaymeniach nasa lebasas ledover also. You can't even move it. You can't tilt it. You can't move it 1 inch. Nothing. Zero. Rashi's pile ploim. That's the main kash against Rashi. How can, if Rashi is assuming that it is a basis, how can you, if the pot is a basis for the pot cover, and the pot cover is somewhat exposed, how can you tilt it and have the pot cover fall off? You can't touch the whole pot. The pot's a basis. Rebbeinu shel olam. A tremendous kash. This is a bombshell. It's not just a detailed kash. This is a tremendous kash. The second kash is also a kash. Well, kash le rebbeinu tam. That's not noras akisu vein nofos. Afilu einan megulos mitzosa. So what do you see? There are cases in which you can tilt it even if it's not megula. Okay, so let's take a look back. Where's not? I have an old-fashioned gemara. It doesn't tell you where it is. You have the new gemara to tell you what it's not is? Also not. But the fancy gemara to tell you what it's not is. Nobody has a gemara to tell you what it's not is. There's no Oz Vahadar on Masech Shabbos yet. I guess not. It's not enough. Mem tes amar aleph. Mem tes amar aleph. Take a look. Mem test them out. Mission towards the bottom. It says, Kate to the roll, so not less like he's vein, no flows. Zok Rashi. No till Kisui shall Kadei Rashi, it's Torah's clear there. The Ab al Gav Shehain Oleo, lo ich paslon. Why? Lo nases bosses lahen she ain osi ela lechasos kedera. So Rashi himself was protecting himself from this kasha. And what did Rashi say over here? What did Rashi say? Rashi was saying that the kisui, the pot cover, is not considered a basis to the, what we'll call it, the gizei tzemer, the wool shearings that are on top of it. Because on the contrary, the pot cover is made for the pot, not for the wool shearings on top of it. That takes care of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes, Amud Aleph, according to Rashi. As opposed to over here, where the pot, the pot is in effect propping up the pot cover, so even if a pot is a basis for a pot cover, doesn't mean that the pot cover is a basis for the shearings on top of it. It's a different relationship. So the second kasha Rashi took care of it. The first kasha we so far, there's absolutely no teretz. You don't have a teretz to the first kasha so far. Mamash, no teretz so far. Okay. So let's see what Tosa says. All right, you don't like Rashi, let's see what Tosa says. Oh, it says, the famous Rabbi Natan. We already saw it in Abkuf Kof Gimel, the very first few days we saw that Tosis. Tosis Yechidish Nifla, something called Meniach Amanas Lito. There were three levels. There's Shachach, there's Meniach for all Shabbos. Those are the two extremes. Shachach is everything's Mutter for sure, no buses for sure, but first thing we just saw yesterday. Meniach for all of Shabbos, that's where buses is said. As an in-between category, called Meniach Al Das Lito, Shadat Lito B'Shabbos. Says Rabbi Natan, in that kind of a case, it's not a bus of the Dover Us. Fine. It's not a buses. So it's not a buses. That's the Mishnah of Mem Tes. It's not a buses. That's enough Kuf Mem Gimel. Perk no till Tan Ami Beis Shamei Omim Magbi and Melak Ashri Yashulchan. At some of the clipping. Ube Silom and Messalik as a Tavel Menaro. Vlo Choshev Vere Silol Kimi Niach. Why not? Why? What do you mean Messalik as a Tavel Menaro? The whole Tavel should be buses of the Dover Us. The answer is, he planned to remove it in the middle of Shabbos. He planned to remove it in the middle of Shabbos, and therefore there's no din of buses. Shine. So the Rashi's kasha is now answered. Nope. So if it's not a buses, why is there any Yisro here to begin with? Has there been a time like this? V'hocha mairi v'kisui ke'ein kli cheres shenosnim al hakadera. Shakadera belua besocha. V'iyev shalanara kisui elam ken yagbiok tzahas. Enochinami, if you could, it's not a buses, the pot is not a buses for the pot cover. If you could find a way to tilt off the cover, you'd be allowed to do so. Because it's not a buses. But you just can't, it's just physically impossible. Why? He gives a case that's somehow swallowed up. And the Riga is a different case. Rima Farish going to Toman back there, but Kupa Bedava Nitl, the Malam back there, Mile called a Kupa Bedava Shena Nitl, Sheyev Shalom, like Yelikterim, Loyatat, Lava Shena Nitl, Yodayim. It's physically impossible. What Tosis is saying is, it's not a buses, near is perfectly acceptable, and in this case, it is physically impossible. In a nutshell, Rabbi Natan, one way, there'll be another way, that's a detail. Okay, I'll say this is the fundamental thrust of Tosis. Fine. Good. Pass me my Rashba, please. There's the Rashba answer to see it on this daf. Some table. Thank you very much. Let's open the Rashba. Here we go. Gives a whole series of important, those who have a Rashba. In the new edition, it's page Reshna Gimel and Dalit. The old edition also has it. Surrounded by many barrels. I don't just lift the barrel. I lift the barrel, move it 5 feet beyond the other barrels. Then I shake it off. That's Tiltul Gomer. Picking it up straight in its place. Rabbi Kiveya calls that Tiltul Gomer. Chazanish calls that Tiltul Menatzah. So what is Tiltul Menatzah? What's left? What is Tiltul Menatzah? Where do you have it? Where do you have it? Where is it? Well, we learned the Gemara in Kuf Kav Gimel. That's where the Tiltul Menatzah is found. What's the case in Kuf Kav Gimel? So it's an interesting case over there. Actually, two cases. The Gemara compares the two of them. One of them is the Pugla Milamata Lamala, and one of them is Pagla Shetam Nebetevin Tochen Bekush, the Menaris Me'alayim, those cases are called Tultum and Atzad. What does that mean? You didn't lift an item, I shouldn't say, you lifted an item completely, but you didn't move it anywhere else, just lifted it up. What do you mean you lifted it up? You lift it up and the dirt shakes off by itself. That's the push-up shot. You lift it up and the dirt shakes off by itself. That's the case of the berries. There's a strawberry which I pick up the narrow part and the wide part on the bottom, and I pick it up, tilt them in atzad. And also tochav in bekush. That's all since you tilt them in atzad, right? I have this piece of wood and I get through the straw to be able to get to the berry to pierce it and then put it back up again. All this is included seemingly in what's called tiltul min atzad. What about that mem gimel amud beis? It also is tiltul min atzad. You move the mace from one bed to one stretcher to another, seems to also be tiltul min atzad. We'll come back to that as we go. Okay, now Rabosa. Comes Rabbi Kiveger and says that Tosus mem dalid, mem gimel mem dalid, is against kuf kav gimel. On what basis? To make a long story short, Tosus is a lashon over here. The last wide line on top. V'chol dover shedata litlo b'shabes lo anichol kol ha-shabes afilu meniach choshev l'shocheach. Stop right there. No distinctions drawn here in Tosus between meniach, amanat lito, and shocheach. Memela is against Tosus kuf kav gimel, who did make a distinction. Again, I'm trying to streamline a little bit. So says Rabbi Kiva Egan. Fine. So then what emerges according to Rabbi Kiva Egan? What is Tosfos Kuf on Mem Dalet going against Kuf Kav Gimel? Yeah, they say Meniach, Amanas Lito, and Shochech are identical. How are they out of the blutter, the mess, the royal mess that Tosfos had in Kuf Kav Gimel? How are they going to get out of that mess? What are they going to do? So the answer is solid, I believe. They get the streamline. Tosfos Kuf Kav Gimel is working with an assumption. They don't spell it out beferish. In Erev and Ayantan, they say it a little more beferish, that all the Mishnayos are like Rav Lezer ben Tadoi, Zet Tamer, as Chazish put it. That's not true. That's too unlikely. That puts them into that whole matzav, if you will, on Kuf Kav Gimel Amud Aleph. However, I showed you about Amor, I read it yesterday. Kameis Mishnayos Tumas Rav Lezer ben Tadoi. So if you say like that, you're no longer forced into all the distinctions which Tosfos drew on that Kuf Kav Gimel Amud Aleph, you can say Pashut. Maniach Amanas Lito is exactly the same thing as Shocheach, exactly the same thing. And when Tosfos has the kash over here on that Kuf Kav Gimel, they had a lashon. Tomai Fuglo Hechidami. Even Meniach, my time of demand, the Sharim Lamat Lamalo, I feel in the Yellow Shari Koshkin Tilum and Atzad. Fine, everyone agrees to that. Vibishokah, here's the key line. My time of demand, the Osar, I feel a Tiltal Gama Shari Tokh, the Tatal Akav had to come on that Kufman Beis. What kind of cash is that? Kufman Beis, Rav Lezer ben Tadoi, here I bought it. Stop right there. The Tosin is the whole Makshin, the Tosin is assuming that's implausible. That's what they say in Erevin, Kama Mishnayas Nishnu. It's almost implausible. It's tamer. But the Balamor said it. He bit the bullet. And therefore, Rabbi Kivega suggests that the Tosfos in Shabbos Mem Dalet also hold the same way. It's a whole different approach. Meniach HaMlaslito is identical to Shocheach. Everything will work out great. After this, you bite one bullet. That the Mishnayas are going only to the Rezim and Tadoi. Period. And you can save all the intricacies of Kuf Kav Gim. Okay. Fine. That's what emerges. All those intricacies are no longer accepted. Finished. So therefore, what will happen? So Rabbi Kiveger here in Afnun says, "Avolashitas Tosfos Mem Gimel Meniach Almas Lidos Kishocheach Mamish Umutol Lagbia Olahatos Altsida." You can do whatever you want. There's no limitations against what he calls Tiltul Gomer. And he calls the Shulchan off the way. Shintes, because it says Lahatla. What's it? Lahatos Lanar, which he understood to mean. They can even pick it up. I don't know if it's right, but that's his assumption. Adkan, Rabbi Kiveger, and Dushra Chiddush, on the afternoon. All right, fine. Comes the Chazon Ish and says he doesn't know where Rabbi Akiva is coming from. Tosis only makes this comparison here in the on Daf Mem Dalet only with respect to Nir. If you look at your, you consult your chart with respect to Nir, in fact, Meniach Al Manas Dil is identical with Shokeach. In both cases, even till in both cases, Nir is Mutter. I repeat, Nir is Mutter by Meniach Al Manas Dil just as it's Mutter by Shokeach. Identical. Identical. So he claims, Chazon Ish, that when Tosis over here is saying that Meniach HaMnas Dittos like Shokech, he's only saying with respect to Nir, never with respect to Tiltu Menatzad, and therefore Tosis here is identical to Tosis Kufkov Gimel. Now, I'm not saying he's wrong, could be he's right, but what forced him into it, the Zed Tema, it's inconceivable to say otherwise, is against the Balamor. Balamor said, it is, you can say, you can bite the bullet and say the Mishnah is going to go for the Zed Tema. So one could therefore read Tosis Rabbi Akiva Eger at it. It's not so clear. What bothered me terribly about the Chazon Ish was this line, which is on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, where he says, "Vafilu Rabbele." After the line, he just got through saying the line of Maniach his Emes Shocheach. Then he says, "Vafilu Rabbele Elazar Ben Tadoi Shor Bechiyai Gavna De Hocha." What does Hocha mean? What's Hocha? When Daf Mem Gimel, what's Hocha? Mace, and Mace the Gemara says is called what? Three words. Itmar, Rabosai, can you move a mace and beat the limit? What's it called? Tiltu Menatzad. So how can the Chazon Ish say that the whole, this whole, all these narrow lines on Mem Dalet are limited to what? To what? To Nir, when Tosis introduces Ki Agavim Doch, which is the favorite, Tiltu Menatzad. I didn't know any way out of this. I couldn't understand it. I don't know what to do with it. I'm just at a loss. I happen to notice, unbelievable, in the Sefer, Megillah Sefer, he just, nothing to do with the Chazon Ish, nothing to do with the Tosfos, just like this, he makes a comment out of the clear blue sky, which is, quite a remarkable comment. Quote, here we go. He says like this: the case of Meis she'osa lahofka mimita lemita v'zat siyur shall near bi'alma. It's near bi'alma. You take the stretcher and you just tilt it. Goes to the next stretcher. Tilt it. Goes to the next stretcher. Tilt it. Goes to the next stretcher. Mamish near. V'yav shebigemara sham korim lazeh tiltul menatzad borur shakavana. Lanier. Woo! Wow! In print. Whoops. On one of these tables, I saw. In print.